faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another world, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. But before we join Superman, here is an important message.
Fellas and girls, don't ever get the idea there's nothing you can do to help win this war. Just because you can't join the Army or Navy doesn't mean that you can't be part of this big fight to preserve the American way of life. No, sir, not at all. Because there is one big important thing you can do, and I'm going to tell you about that right now. You see, aside from the fact that we can't all be soldiers, sailors, or Marines, because we're too young or too old or something, it's necessary for a good many of us to stay right here where we are. As a matter of fact, Uncle Sam says that for every man in the armed forces, there must be 11 people back home to keep them well supplied and to see that everything runs smoothly. It's sort of like, well, like a civilian army that cooperates with the armed forces to help win the war. And that's where you come in, you and I. For we are all members of this civilian army. And the best way we can help our boys at the front is to buy war saving stamps and bonds and buy them regularly. How does that help? Well, let me tell you. It helps our government to finance the war. It helps to buy the guns and tanks and planes and all the other things the Army, Navy, and Marines need to knock out the Nazis and the Japs. For instance, every time you buy a 10-cent war-saving stamp, your dime will pay for 5 bullets. And every 5 10-cent stamps buys enough fuel oil to carry a destroyer a full mile. So you see how important it is for you to buy a war-saving stamp every time you've got a dime. Now, see if you can't get Mother or Dad to give you a dime every day, or even every other day, with which to buy war-saving stamps. Talk about this with all your friends. Ask them to buy war-saving stamps regularly. Ask your mother and dad and all your neighbors and relatives to sign Minuteman pledges. Do all you possibly can to build up the sale of war-saving stamps and bonds. And that's what you can do to help win this war.
And now, the adventures of Superman. A baffling mystery is beginning to weave itself about Clark Kent, Lois Lane, and Jimmy Olsen. To celebrate the return of Editor White from the hospital, our friends bought him a plaster cast of the famous statue called The End of the Trail, the one which shows an Indian slumped over on the back of a horse. Lois also bought one for a sportsman friend of hers. While Kent and the others were having dinner at Editor White's apartment, someone entered the editor's library and for some mysterious reason smashed the plaster cast statue into a million bits. Several hours later, Jimmy and Kent were enjoying a cup of cocoa with Lois in her apartment when another crash was heard, this time coming from her bedroom. Rushing into the bedroom, they were staggered to see that the statue she had bought had also been smashed by an unknown intruder. Listen.
The statue. It's smashed. Broken into a million bits.
The window is open. He must have come in that way, whoever broke it, and gone out that way, too.
But this is absolutely fantastic. Why would anyone want to break these statues? This is the second, first Mr. White's and now mine.
Oh, I certainly don't know, Lois. Statues seem harmless enough. It's almost insane to think of anyone having a grudge against them.
Insane. That must be the answer to it, Clark. It's the only answer. Why, only a lunatic would go about smashing statues.
I wonder.
Well, what do you mean, Mr. Kent?
I don't know exactly. Well, I'll have a look through that window. No one inside. Whoever did this made good his escape before we got into the room.
Of course, it would only take a second to leap out onto the fire escape and get away. I'm only 4 stories from street level. Clark, I'm a little frightened.
Yeah, me too.
Well, what on earth for?
Oh, I don't know, but this sort of thing gives me the creeps. Somehow, I keep thinking of a dark shape in the night moving through the city, his brain filled with one insane desire to smash plaster casts of that particular statue.
Gosh, it gives me the shivers.
Next thing you know, Lois, you'll be believing in ghosts. Now get hold of yourself. You too, Jim. Nothing has happened that can't be explained in a logical, sensible way.
Oh, Clark, you always say the same thing.
Well, it's
the most fantastic things happen to us, and you always come through with something like, don't worry, everything's going to be explained logically and sensibly.
Well, and hasn't it always?
Oh, all right. You've always been right. This is different. Some madman is going around smashing statues, and I want to know why.
Well, maybe his reasons are purely artistic.
What?
Maybe these plastic casts offend his artistic sense. Or maybe he has a grudge against Bonelli, the sculptor who copied the original and made a cast of it. Or maybe he just...
Oh, Clark, stop trying to make a joke out of this. There's something strange going on here. Something weird and queer.
I think so, too. It kind of makes chills go up and down my spine. To think of that guy, whoever he is, going... jumping codfish. What was that?
A scream. And it came from just below us.
Miss Walton.
What?
Carol Walton, a private secretary. She lives in the apartment just below mine. Well, don't just stand there. Do something.
I'm on my way.
I'm coming right with you.
You better stay with Lois, Jim.
No, he can do both, because I'm coming, too.
Now, don't be a fool. There may be danger.
Stop talking, for heaven's sake. Let's go.
All right.
Someone screamed. It came from below.
Down these stairs. Here, Clark. Jimmy.
Right. Stay behind me, Jim. Is this her apartment?
Yes, this is it.
Walton. Miss Walton.
Wait a minute. Listen. What is it, Mr. Kent?
I can hear someone sobbing inside.
Sobbing?
This is the time for action. I better break down this door.
I'll help you, bud.
No, I can break the... Yes, give me a hand here,
okay,
will you?
Okay, okay.
I'll count three, and then we'll both throw ourselves against the door. You ready?
Right.
One, two, three.
Oh. Hey, you busted that door down yourself. I didn't get anywhere near it. Where's that guy?
The apartment's dark.
I'll snap on the light.
Sleeping mackerel. Carol, she's lying on the floor crying.
Wait a minute, I'll close this door and keep the crowd out.
I'm sorry, folks.
Carol, darling, pull yourself together. You'll be all right, dear.
Lord's sake. Thank heaven you came quickly.
That's what happened, Clark. Say, Carol, this is Mr. Kent. He'll try to help you.
Quickly. He went through that window down the fire escape.
Who?
The burglar. I was in my bedroom asleep when I heard a noise here in the living room.
Yes.
I came out and turned on the lamp, which was later knocked over in my struggle to get the statue away from him.
A statue?
What sort of statue?
A plaster cast statue called the End of the Trail.
What?
Excuse me, I got some work to do down the fire escape.
I'll go down with you, Mr. Kent.
Stay here, Jim, and I mean it.
Yes, Jim, you stay here with us. Careful, Clark, you may have a gun.
Don't worry about me. Fire escape is dark. You can't see me from inside. So, off with these clothes. So, now to do a little work
as Superman. Down, down. This apparently is the backyard. Better get into the street and see if our friend is anywhere in sight. Wonder if he's got that statue with him. Forgot to ask about that. Well, he must have the statue since I didn't see it in the apartment. Lois's friend put up such a struggle, he just couldn't have had time to break it. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Policeman standing out there in the street, right at the entrance to this backyard. I don't want him to see me in this costume, so I'd better go back. Oh, hang it, he's turning around.
Hey, you there. Just a minute, laddie.
Uh-oh. Well, what'll I do now?
Just what's going on here?
Well, you see, officer, I was...
I don't see nothing but a guy dressed up in a red and blue costume. Are you going to a masquerade or coming from one?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to a masquerade.
Oh, you are now, are you? Then what would you be representing?
Well, you see, I'm going to this masquerade party as Superman.
Superman, is it?
Uh-huh.
Well, now, whatever gave you the idea you could impersonate Superman?
You never know, officer. I might really be Superman.
Yeah, and I might be President Roosevelt, but I ain't. Now, where's this masquerade party going on? I ain't seen nobody else dressed up for a party.
Why, it's going on right in the building here.
Whose apartment?
Oh, well, you see...
There's something queer about you, laddie, and I don't like it. How do I know you ain't a burglar?
Well, I'm afraid you'll just have to take my word for that.
And I'm afraid I won't. You're coming with me to headquarters.
No, just a minute, officer.
No, don't you now just a minute me, or I'll show you who's Superman
and
who ain't.
Now, wait a
minute. Now, you'll just come along quiet, all right?
Sir, what's that?
Came from back there in the yard. He's broken a third statue.
Who broke what statue? What in the world are you talking about?
Come on. Mustn't get away with it this time. Must have been hiding in the darkness of the yard all the time.
I don't know what you're talking about, but wait, I've got a small flashlight here.
Well, shine it around.
Well, what does it look like I'm doing?
Wait a minute. Look, there on the ground.
Now, what would that be? It looks like a statue that was busted to pieces.
That's exactly what it is. A plaster cast of a statue called the End of the Trail.
No, who'd want to break a thing like that?
Well, whoever it is, I'm afraid he's gotten clean away. Must have scrambled over that fence and made for the back street. I'd never find him now.
Look here, I don't know what's coming off here. What with you going around pretending you're Superman and some lunatic busting statues in backyards? but I intend to find out. You're coming with me.
I'll have to excuse me. I have other things to do.
Now, wait a minute, you.
Up.
Come
up.
Back here.
I don't think he can see me from this height. I'll get back onto the fire escape outside Miss Walton's room. There we are. Now, to disguise myself once again as Clark Kent. There. Now to join the others again. Up with the window.
Clark, is that you?
Yes, Lois.
Where have you been? I looked out and down the fire escape. I couldn't see you at all.
I went down as far as the yard. I'm afraid your statue is broken, too, Miss Walton. It's smashed to bits and lying on the ground below.
I simply can't understand it, Mr. Kent. Why would that man have fought so hard to get a comparatively inexpensive statue? He apparently wanted nothing else.
Miss Walton says he fought like a tiger when she tried to take it away from him.
Hmm. Tell me exactly what happened, Miss Walton. You're the first person who has actually seen this man who goes about smashing plaster casts of that particular statue.
Well, when I came into the room and turned on the lamp, there he was standing in the middle of the floor. He was holding the statue in his hands and was in the act of raising it above his head to smash it.
Mm-hmm, I see. Go on.
When he saw me, he hesitated, seeming not to know what to do. In that instant, I rushed at him.
Uh-huh.
Well, we fought for the statue furiously. The lamp was kicked over, and then the statue was wrested away from me, and as I screamed, I heard him going out onto the fire escape.
Tell Clark what the man looked like, Carol.
That's the most amazing part of all.
Collie, I'll say.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, he was dressed like Captain Kidd.
Well, like who?
Yes, isn't that fantastic?
I can hardly believe it.
But it's true. He was dressed like Captain Kidd, or like a pirate, anyway. He had a black patch over one eye, a bandana wound around his head, and large earrings in his ears.
Incredible.
He wore baggy pants and knee boots, and he had a brace of pistols stuck in his belt.
How about that, Mr. Kent? What do you make of it?
Well, there's only one thing I can make of it.
What's that, Clark?
Well, it begins to look, Lois, like your guess was right. Either the man is crazy, or he's trying to drive us crazy.
That doesn't make sense.
I know it doesn't, Jimmy. I know it doesn't. If any of you can think of a better answer, well, let me know about it.
Well, do you know a better answer? What strange meaning lies behind the breaking of the plaster casts of the celebrated statue, The End of the Trail? And who is the weird intruder who dresses like a pirate? Be sure to hear tomorrow's thrill-packed episode. There are many baffling surprises in store for us, so match your wits with Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Tune in and follow The Adventures of Superman.
Did you ever stop to think why American machine gun crews make such good scores in their battles against the Japs and the Nazis? Their teamwork, their super marksmanship, comes from practice. Practice every day until they can hit the bullseye practically every time. But that much practice eats up a lot of bullets. And that's just where you come in. You buy bullets for machine gunners every time you buy war stamps. 5 bullets for every 10-cent stamp. So get behind your team by buying stamps just as often as you can. Can you think of anything more exciting to buy for your dime than 5 45 caliber bullets? 5 bullets for American soldiers to use in protecting your home from the Japs and the Nazis. So get going. Get your stamps today and every day.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Follow the adventures of Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is directed by George Lother and is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine. This is Mutual.